going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Smith, now to Kluche, top of the slot. Kluche scores!
The sleeping giant that is the Buffalo Bandits offense is wide awake.
John Gertler, Steve Brumell on the call there, as that was one of Chris Kluche's three goals that he would score in the championship game against the Saskatchewan Rush. A game that became a coronation. And it kind of sparked an interesting discussion from myself and Zach Jones on the Extra Point Show. That is going to be a totally a summer topic that we will totally want to revisit. But that game was something else for the Buffalo Bandits. And I think it was fitting that it was a domination in the second half to close out a third straight championship, which is also domination.
Yeah.
I think it fits. It wasn't one of those things where it was a nail biter. It is thematically, it makes more sense. It feels like it's more of like, yeah, you guys are the dominant force in the NLL. It makes sense that you dominated game three here in order to go away winning. Kluche, by the way, he was activated off of injured reserve that afternoon. Ooh. Like, I'm signing off of the show last week, and Kluche is active, ready to go. And it's like, oh, okay, perfect timing to get one of your tertiary gunners set and ready to go. You got backup scoring now. Sick. Josh Byrne takes over, does what Josh Byrne does, including scoring a goal and then taking a goalie interference penalty right on the same play. How is it a goal if it's goalie interference? How is it goalie interference when the ball is in the net? And I know that the rule after the fact was you cannot make contact directly with the goalie on a diving attempt, and that is what happened. So I guess there was a letter of the law, we have to call this, sort of scenario. I just found it very funny, and especially because, like, not everyone knows the intricacies of box lacrosse, for example.
Well, nobody.
I didn't know it at first either.
Right.
I didn't know that penalty was a penalty for a specific reason. Everyone's like, I guess we're on the penalty kill now.
Well, you know, nobody knows what goalie interference is in the NHL either. So,
yeah, at the very least, we got that answer.
It's a shared issue.
At the very least, we got that answer from the NLL. They told us exactly why it was the fact. Thank you for
very,
knowing
very
your rules.
Thoughtful and kind of the NLL.
That said, I sometimes just don't know what is roughing or slashing in box lacrosse ever.
Yeah, I have
when
no
there's
idea.
A slashing penalty called, I need to know why. Because there are slashes every single waking second in that game. Roughing. Okay, what constitutes roughing when they are beating each other up left and right? There's someone on the ground every 4 minutes because they're getting tackled to the ground.
Right.
Like, come on.
How many judgment calls
How many judgment calls of roughing do we get in the NLL? And that is something that's also hilarious to me. Some things are pretty easy, like Chase Fraser's penalty in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You can call that roughing.
They didn't call that roughing, though. Pretty clear.
That's pretty funny, though. I'm referring to a certain groin punch. Fraser has his hand stepped on, so I know why he's mad. I understand. I get it.
That hurts so bad.
That hurts. Yeah, punching someone is a logical thing for like the emotional response. I understand why you would do that. And
definitely an aggressive placement of said punch.
I mean, he's on his hands and knees at that point. It's where the range of motion
wherever
is.
You can get it off, right?
It's the range of motion. That's where it is. Calling it a dead ball foul, it kind of made sense.
That's the ultimate.
That's the ultimate troll job on that. They didn't call that roughing. They called it a dead ball foul.
Yeah.
Which is true. But I also don't know how else you say, yeah, a man got punched below the belt. And that's a penalty.
Right.
Yeah, we'll call it a dead ball foul. That's brutal. Good officiating, actually, to me. You call it what it is.
Yeah, that was such a funny. When I first saw that clip slide across my Twitter page, I was in a fit laughing.
I laughed at it, but like only after I cringed.
Yeah, there's definitely a factor of I could kind of feel that myself.
Buddy, don't do that. Yeah. What are we doing? And then you see, oh, he stepped on his hand, but like also. Yeah, no, I'm hearing like Super Smash Brothers music in that one. Falcon Punch.
Yeah.
And but no, the third quarter dominance though was the other story about that NLL final where they are at will at this point scoring goals left and right, and it is to a point where they pull, like Saskatchewan pulls their goalie for a total of 8 seconds. Take notes, Peter DeBoer, because they did not have a timeout. They used it on a lost challenge.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
And that's what makes this all the more interesting. They need to do something to try to send a message. It was actually the second quarter when it happens because they score 4 straight, make it 7-3. They pull their goalie to try to send a message, but then the minute that they get possession again, they make that swap.
Right.
So, like, that was actually pretty savvy. I'm trying to send a message, but also
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're going back to the guy who got you there.
Right. So speaking of that in conjunction with our Dallas Ottinger DeBoer story that we've discussed today a bit, when that first happened in that Dallas Edmonton game 5, my first thought was DeBoer's going to pull him, talk to him for 2 minutes and put him right back in, or just put him back in for the second period, which is a move that, it's rarer and rarer. It happened to me once or twice when I was playing. Mm-hmm. I don't love it, but it can be if you really think your goalie's an issue here, which DeBoer clearly said he thought, then it can jumpstart your goalie to kind of, you know, there's a bit of I'm going to show you in there.
Yeah, a little bit of a wake up.
And So I was surprised to not see DeBoer ever do that, and then to, you know, we've talked a bit about it today, having DeBoer go now today mention we thought about DeSmith in game was a three, and then
game four you said
game four, and Ondra was dealing with a respiratory issue. Like, I just cannot believe that he would have come out and said the things he said about Jake Ottinger, who is a top five, I'm going to go top five goaltender in the NHL, young, he's 26, just signed a deal with your team. There's no world in which that is a good idea.
I might even argue top three.
I would have to take some time and sit down and take a little more time than we've got in this segment to really think about that. But he's definitely, I would say, comfortably top five.
Comfortably top five, maybe top three goalie in the league.
And you just, DeBoer, you shook him. And I'd be curious what his teammates are thinking about this right now. What's Jamie Benn or Wyatt Johnson even thinking about the way DeBoer went
about
this?
I've been trying to scour for quotes on this, and I can't really find them.
I got to think that they have to be internally. They won't ever say anything externally about it unless DeBoer is out. They have to be feeling like our coach panicked and he blamed one of our best players.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody on that team will like that. And that's a tough, you know, I said yesterday with you guys on the Extra Point Show, I think there's probably a pretty good chance that DeBoer and Ottinger figure it out. They're big boys. They're professionals. The more I think about it, the more I think, I don't know, Ottinger's going to have a hard time respecting DeBoer after the way that DeBoer disrespected him.
And Sarah said it pretty interestingly in the last segment as well of, I don't know if that gets said if he is comfortably the coach next year.
Right.
Like, there might be some uncertainty there, knowing that that move probably could have been what doomed you. And to say what you said, to double down on it, and then try to walk it back with something that makes those initial comments sound even worse is baffling to me.
Yeah, it's panicky.
The 6 of 7 is really that's such a bad quote.
Yeah,
it's such a bad thing.
It's a horrible thing to put on your goaltender and to blame on your goalie. And it also then excuses the poor play of the rest of your team.
Oh my God, yeah. I didn't even think about that
wrinkle.
Their team
played horrible against Edmonton.
Yeah.
Rantanen disappeared. Wyatt Johnston, I think, set a record for the worst plus-minus in the playoffs. And Cody Ceci every game felt like he was a tire fire.
Yeah,
the team was not good enough. I love the way that Dallas is built. I think they did a great job of infusing youth and talent into a core of Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin that was already good and knew how to win. I think they did a great job. I think Jim Neal's a great general manager. I don't see how you blame your
goalie,
star goaltender, for what happened to them in the Western Conference Finals against Edmonton. So, there's just no path to that.
To circle it back, though, with the Bandits, they had their celebration outside the arena yesterday. It was nice to see that. Nice to see the coverage, the shine that they've been able to get on this. And before we end up fully disappearing into the Buffalo Bills with their offseason, I figured this was one last chance to give them the proper shout out, because we tried to do something every week on this show, or at least close to it every week on this show, to talk about the Bandits. Joe Kelly, our usual co-host, he had the press credentials this year. He was going to a lot of those Bandits home games. Trevor Howard, the same thing. We would have him on with this. And I'm glad that we were able to go from start to finish on this season, trying to give a little bit more shine to the Buffalo Bandits as they won their third straight NLL championship and have a chance next year to make history. It's the second time that we've seen it officially with the three in a row. Oddly enough, it's two teams down the 90.
Yeah.
New York State owns lacrosse. Let's go. That's the take. But now you have a chance to do something that nobody's ever done. You made history this year by being the second team to win three in a row, but also winning the most championships in the league's history with 7. Now you have a chance to do something different, which is nobody's won 4 in a row yet, you sickos.
4 would be insane.
Sicko behavior.
It's so insane that I haven't even pondered the fact that it's possible. Like, in my, I'm just so like, oh, three-peat, this is incredible. I could do it again. And they really could, because they're awesome, and they're awesome every year, and the community supports them, and that's, you know, all you out there that do a great job showing the Bandits love, and I think it's a beautiful thing.
Think about the trio of offensive threats they have.
Right.
Dane Smith's 32, Josh Burns 31, Ian McKay's 30.
You're fine there for at least a few more years.
You've got it. And McKay scoring 37 this year, becoming an offensive force of his own. Like, oh, cool. The Bandits have another one. Great. Right. Like, if you're the rest of the NLL, it's like, oh, awesome. And McKay's the finals MVP. And it's not Burn and Smith. Okay, awesome. They're just – the rich got richer there.
Yeah, we got to figure out our what the four-peat trademark that we're going to Pat Riley is.
Count your stars, right? NLL, because they're not coming to you. Count your days. It's brutal out there if you're not a Bandits fan.
It's true.
Luckily, we've got a lot of that here. It's not our problem. We'll wrap up the show coming up next here. Derek Kramer, Owen Parker making the STS debut. Not a bad job there, kid.
Loving it. Having a great time. Thanks to all you for listening. We'll wrap up after the break.
We'll wrap it up coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.